Well, good morning, everybody. Gosh, I guess it was about 10 years ago that maybe a little more, I suppose. During the summer, I was a seminarian and I was sent off for the summer to Creighton University, where we had an intensive spirituality summer. And that summer was really a beautiful one. And they taught us a lot of prayer, you know, sort of methods, techniques. I hate to talk, you know, techniques with prayer, but like they taught us a lot of beautiful things. And I thought I might just share one because I just see it all over our gospel today. And plus, I pray with this method an awful lot. It's called the ARRR method of prayer. Now, this is something that one could easily incorporate into his or her holy hour. But ARR stands for acknowledge, relate, receive, respond. Now, don't worry, it'll be in the bulletin next weekend. But it's just acknowledge, relate, receive, respond. And I wanted to tell you how I see this going on in here. It all has to do with the contents of the human heart. And really, the contents of the human heart are thoughts, feelings, and desires. Thoughts, feelings, desires. And in our gospel today, we see Cleopas. We don't know the name of this other individual, this other disciple. But the two of them are walking along. And Jesus comes, and they don't recognize him at first. But she's like, what are you thinking about? What are you talking about? And they say, oh, we're thinking about all of these miracles, these mighty deeds, and these incredible works that we've seen, and the words that were spoken. And they say, we're thinking about all of that, but we're also thinking about how this Jesus who did all that, we've seen it, we've heard about it, and we've been thinking about, like, we're thinking about how, like, he was handed over, and now we're wondering, are they going to crucify us next, you know? And so there's this, all this sort of thing going on, and then they say, and we've been astounded because the tomb is empty, and we don't know what happened. There's confusion and all this stuff, and Jesus is like, what sort of things? You know, tell me more. Like, what are you thinking? Acknowledge what you're thinking to me. And then what feelings are there? And there's feelings of fear. You know, there's feelings of awe with all those miracles, you know, but there's these feelings of fear. And there's these feelings of confusion and not knowing what's going to happen. And it says that we had hoped. They said we had hoped. So there was this sense of, like, one of these feelings of, like, losing hope, you know, and this desire that as this conversation continues to unfold, the desire that is in the heart of these two guys is, like, be with us, Jesus, like, stay here, you know, and all this sort of thing. Like, and then they're relating all this, these thoughts, feelings, and desires that they are acknowledging, and they're relating it to Jesus. They're talking to him about it all. At first, they don't even know they are, but then they figure it out. But they're relating it. They're talking to God about it. And then there's this receiving, because then they let God talk. And Jesus tells them that they're slow of heart and that they're foolish. And so they're receiving that, you know. And then there's this response once they figure out what all is going on, that of this heartburn. And that's this good kind of heartburn, where we just love God so much, our heart is burning, you know. And that's this response that they have, and they just want to stay with the Lord, you know. And so, ARRR, beautiful, I see it all over here. But here's two examples. I'm not going to tell you my whole heart, but I will tell you last night in my holy hour. And two things that I prayed this. How do you pick what you do this on? Whatever's stirring in your heart, you know. And so one thing that was stirring in my heart last night, I did two baptisms yesterday, which one of my favorite things to do, baptize. And I was just like in awe as I was holding this kid, and I was thinking, there is no factory in the world that could make an eyeball. Not the best scientist in the world could make an ear. You know, and like the smartest people in the world could not create one body part. and plastic things, but whatever. But like, they can't make what God knits together in the womb. And I was just really in awe over this. So I was acknowledging all this yesterday night in my holy hour. It's like my thoughts of just one, like, holy smokes. And I was just really thinking about those two babies that I baptized in, and the souls that were underneath them, and the miracle of even the hairs on their heads, and all of this stuff. And I was thinking about it all. And these feelings of awe and wonder and all of this sort of thing were just going on all over in my heart. And this desire for more babies, you know, this desire for more respect for this life. And that if only everybody could understand the beauty of life, we would never try to block it or stop it or kill it. You know, and I was all these things going in my heart. And then I just talked to God about it. And what that did for me as I talked to God about it was it only increased my sense of awe and my sense of just total, like, complete amazement at God, who creates and knits all this together in love in the womb of a woman. Just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And what was my, I just kind of sat there and received, and, you know, God said, yeah, I'm pretty cool, and I can do that, you know. It's like, you know, sometimes God doesn't have a lot to say. Sometimes I don't hear a peep at that stage. You know, the acknowledge the thoughts, feelings, desires pretty easy, the relating it, talking to God about it. A lot of times that's really cool what happens there. But then sometimes the receiving, just like crickets, you know. But sometimes God really does put something in your heart there. And my response was just to, like, this next 40 days for life, let's just make it the best one ever, you know. And another thing that was going on, so I did that in my holy hour, and then I had more time, so I thought, what else is stirring around in here? A lot of times my hardest part is to figure out what I should, you know, do this on. You could do it on something that happened in your life recently. You could do it on a scripture. You could do it on a poem, a painting. You could do something, whatever captivates your heart and stirs your heart. ARRR, acknowledge, relate, receive, respond. And so last night, I don't mind telling you, there were some empty pews, and that bothers me. And at 5 o'clock mass, I was thinking, what are my thoughts here? Well, my thoughts are, I remember where certain families used to sit, and they didn't move out of town. They just stopped coming. And so these thoughts of, like, sadness for that, but thoughts of, gosh, maybe another priest would know how to keep everybody here, you know? And thoughts along those lines were just like, those are the thoughts, you know, right? Like maybe I'm not enough, you know, and whatever. And then those zeal feelings of maybe like sorrow, but also like the little bit of, you know, like fear for their souls, fear for the future of the church, fear for all those things, you know, those, and just be real with God, you know, in these thoughts. Like, sometimes we think, I shouldn't be thinking that. No, God doesn't want us to repress our heart. God doesn't want us to repress our thoughts. God doesn't want us to repress our desires. Maybe you have a completely unholy desire. Talk to God about it. He wants to hear about it. Don't like, oh, I shouldn't be talking. No, talk to him about it. Because I will tell you, one of my desires was, yeah, I want everybody in heaven, I want everybody here, but I also want to be the priest that can fill a church, you know? And that's not a holy desire. That's a completely proud desire. But it's like, it's real. And so I was talking to God about it, and I related that to him. I was talking to him about it. And then I just received, like, you're my son. You're my son. Keep doing what you're doing. But don't stop trying. And the response that I had, and as I prayed about that, was maybe I have to make some phone calls that I don't want to make, but maybe I should, because souls are on the line and all that sort of thing. So, like, that's just an example of ARRR. Beautiful thing. We see it all over this gospel. And I say that it's really good to do it in a holy hour in front of Jesus, because the gospel says that in the presence and a breaking of the bread, they came to know the Lord. They came to know even themselves in the breaking of the bread, in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Everything began to make sense. And that is our goal. And praise our Lord. He is so good. He wants our hearts. He wants what they are. And he wants to continue to transform them, to sanctify them, expand them, grow them. And he does such wonders with that. So God bless you. Let's thank our Lord and ask his blessing as we walk the road with him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.